Praise God. This is the Titus Memorial Worship Center's morning worship service. We welcome you to tune in to our service each Sunday morning at the same time. We get ready for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We welcome you to tune in every Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning, we thank God for you tuning in to us on our radio bars at the New Titus Worship Ministry. We thank God for you. We're praying for you that God will bless you in this season. At this time, we get ready to go into our devotional period here at the Titus Church. We pray that you will be blessed by our musicians and the song service that go forth at this hour. Thank God for tuning in to New Titus Worship Ministries. Thank God for you. God bless you. Thank you.
love of prayer and the prayer we ask for scripture lesson. And after which we pray by then, the rest are coming in. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let us say as we are praying. Our Father, our God, is again, we come to say thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for our health and our strength. We thank you for the activities of everyone around us. We thank you for rest of last evening while we slumber and say thank you. For watching over us and protecting us from hurt, harm, and danger. Now, Lord, we ask that you would bless us while we gather in this place. Change the anointing that destroys the yoke of the enemy. Oh, God, bless those that are on their way to be with us. Cover them under your blood and give them driving mercy. That we might gather in this place, God, and give you worship and praise. Lift you up that you might be glorified in the name of Jesus. Thank you in advance. Healing someone, delivering someone, setting a captive free this day. We thank you for what you're doing in this room. Bless our musicians to come together on one accord. Let the preaching service be anointed, that we might be blessed by your word. Bless our pastor that's on our way to cover under your blood. Take us all that you might arrive safely in the name of Jesus. We thank you in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Scripture we will preach from this morning is found in Genesis, the 22nd chapter, verses 1 through 9. If you have it, say amen. Those of you who got your telephones, I know y'all got it. Come on, say amen. Genesis 22, verses 1 through 9. If you don't have it, I want to really just say to you that it's basically talking about Abraham and Isaac. When Abraham had to take his only son on the mountaintop and crucify him. But there was a ram in the bush. Amen. And by New Testament scripture, we're coming from Acts of the Apostle, the 4th chapter. And it talks about that there's no other name given among men whereby we can be saved. Amen. But the name of Jesus. Is that all right? Amen. We thank God. Praise God for our pastor. She has arrived. We won't give God praise for her. Thank God for protecting her over the highway. Amen. That she was able to gather with us at this present time. Amen. At this time, my position is going to continue to play while the pastor gets us home together so that we can carry on with the worship experience. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
didn't have a parking space. Amen. I'm trying to find a parking space. All is well. Amen. Amen. You're a Jesus doxology. Amen. Let's go that can't stand. Let us all stand. Amen. The praise of God from whom all blessings flow. Praise them, all creatures here below. Praise them above, ye heavenly hosts. Let's praise the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand with thee in our gates of Jerusalem. Is that all right? Amen. 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 You may be seated in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. I feel the scripture reading has gone forth. Amen. So now we have our praise and worship. The praise and worship has gone forth. Am I correct? Amen, amen. So we will have our opening song, our opening selection. Amen. Y'all ready? Amen, amen. Then after that, we're going our tithe and our offering. We will go just as I delivered to thank God for another day that he has made. Amen. I will rejoice and be glad in it. How many of you thank God for another day? He has blessed us one more time. Amen. To come into the house of the Lord. Amen. And you know, we as people of God, we got to keep ourselves prayed up. Keep ourselves prayed up. We're going to pray one for another. Amen. Amen. I thank God for being here on today. And we're going to pray for the entire Memorial Ministry. Thank God for Missionary Turner back in the house today. Amen. Let's give her a hand. Amen. She has been under the weather, but thank God for her and her family. We're going to pray for Brother Hand for Tyler. Amen. Just pray that God will give them strength. Amen. Amen. Just give them a change their heart and come on into the house of the God so that we can just have a good time. Because you know what? The way the world is going on today, we need prayer. And I need God. How many of you need God? How many of you need God in your life? Amen, somebody. I know I need the Lord in my life. Amen. I cannot do anything without God. Can you do anything without the Lord? Amen. I don't see. We need God. And I was, but God don't really need us. We need God. And I need God every day. Amen. Let's give our bishop a hand. Amen. Bishop Jimmy Aaron Hunter. What is our opening? Brother Kevin, thank God for you this morning. Brother Norman, Elder Dixon, thank God for you. Amen. And our visitors that are in the house this morning, thank God for you that you are here today. We're not going to prolong the service. Amen. We can go ahead and sing. Elder Dixon, you all right this morning? Amen. All is well? All is well? All is well? Amen. Let's give God a shout out. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah for another day. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah for you, God. Father, I thank you for blessing us and keeping us. Amen. We couldn't be dead. Amen. I hear all this morning, this person has died, that person has died, that person has died, and that person has died. But we got to take this COVID very serious. Wear your mask. Amen. Wear your mask. Amen. Somebody keep distancing. Let me ask you to please do that. Amen. I don't have lies on. Amen. But I'm away from the bishop. I'm away from y'all. Amen. Amen. What are we going to do this morning? I'm going to hide behind the thank you.
What's up? clap your hands and thank God for Jesus. Amen. Father, our God, we thank you again for your word and thank you for the visitation of the Holy Spirit.
Send the anointing.
Yes. It makes preaching easy.
Well,
speak, Lord, in this room that your children would hear
what
you have to say. Use us for thy glory. Hide us a God behind the cross and take us to Pentecost that we might have preaching power.
Well,
in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We have some scriptures ready in your hand, but I want to talk about something else. Is that all right?
Amen.
Yeah. It's time to give God a praise.
I know that's right.
It's time to give God a praise. When we think about praise, we think about Psalms 150. Come on, say it.
Amen.
Where David penned the last verse of scripture, said, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. Now, you do understand that praise means to exalt God.
Yeah.
Praise means to extol him.
Yes.
Praise means to open up your mouth and tell the Lord thank you. Praise means that we thank him when we don't feel like thanking him. Praise means you let him know that you appreciate what he's already done. Praise means that you'll exalt him above every angel in the earth. Praise means that we got to lift him up, that he might draw others unto him. I'm time out for looking pretty in church. Can I get some help here? Time out for being all sanctimonious in church. Time out for looking all sophisticated and ending. The church of the living God ought to give God praise. Can I get some help here? My brothers and sisters, the Bible stands up to lift up holy hands and open up our mouth and tell the Lord thanks. Do I have a witness here? Don't you know that praise is a powerful weapon in the enemy's camp? Do I have a witness here? When the enemy thinks he got his foot on you and you ain't gonna get out on him, I dare you to start leaping and jumping, hollering and screaming, making a whole lot of noise, because the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Don't you know, if you'll praise God, he'll inhabit the praises of his people. In other words, he sits down in our praise. I wish I had some help here. You need a blessing from the Lord, just give him a praise. If you need healing in your body, just give him a hallelujah praise, because he gets down in your praise. He likes it when you tell him thank you. He loves it when you say, I appreciate you for what you've done for me yesterday, and I'm thanking you for what you're going to do tomorrow. When you say hallelujah, when you say thank you, dear, when you say Lord, I love you, it gets all up in it. You start looking, say, now where is that coming from? Some of my children must be in trouble. Let me look down and see what I can do, because they didn't let the enemy stop their praise. And I came by the messenger. Thank you. the Lord. Now, you do understand that praise just opens the way. But worship gets to God. Praise is a gateway to get to worship. Because the scripture says that they that worship him in spirit and in truth. Worship. Give God praise. Because praise is a prelude to worship. We have to learn not to just praise it, but learn to worship it. Worship means you've gotten now in his presence. You're sitting up in the presence of the Lord. Because when you're in worship, that means there's nothing around you that can disturb. Because when you're worshiping God, your mind is focused on God. Now, we might praise and look around, clap our hands and back, but praise is just a prelude, a gateway to get to worship. God inhabits us to worship. We have to learn the children of God to worship him in spirit and in truth. Don't just always praise him, but praise till you get to the throne room of worship. Come on, say amen. Just stand up, going home now. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the visitation of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together this time. Thank you for your presence in the room. Bless us, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Heal our bodies.
Yes.
Make us stronger in the kingdom.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, God, let this birth be seed sown in good soil. That in due season,
well,
we shall see a harvest.
Yes.
Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing in this place. Thank you for what you're doing with the pastor. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for every musician. Thank you for the musical
thank you,
segment.
Thank you, Lord. Thank,
thank
you
for the gathering of your people.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you.
We thank you.
For we shall be people unto death.
Yes, Lord.
Because we believe that you got a crown.
Yes.
Awaiting for us.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
While you're standing, we're going to give the benediction. Now may the grace of God and the sweet Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us in both time and forevermore. And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God's not dead. He's still alive. Thank you.
announcement for the new Titus Worship Ministry and Worship Service. We thank God for returning to us today. We pray the word of God has been a blessing to you. The musical selection and the fellowship has been a blessing. Do you, wherever you are, riding in your car, in your home, or working, we thank God for you tuning in to us. And we pray that you've been blessed by the word of God and the musical selection, and your heart has been encouraged to continue on in the name of the Lord. Again, tune into us next week so we can go higher in the Lord. May God bless you until we come together in this same place and same time again next week. God bless you. Be blessed this week in all that you do and say in Jesus. Remember, God is watching you. Keep thyself in the love of God. Love ye one another, for Christ has loved us this. See you again next week. God bless you.
Amen.
And the church said, Amen.